the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Do you have a strange keepsake? Maybe a souvenir, something a celebrity had, or just something that's been handed down in your family that you don't know why you keep it, but it's been given to you and now it's your job? We'd love to hear about it. 1-800-947-3979. Call that number, text that number, either one works. The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, Free Beer Hot Wings, Joe, Steve, and Kelly. This comes up. There was an auction this weekend, and somebody paid $2,784 for something that just seems pointless to me. But I don't really, and it doesn't, none of this really appeals to me anyway.
This what they bought does not, no.
Was a pair of Michael Jordan's used boxers.
Yeah. $2,700?
I'm kind of surprised that it was that cheap.
I was expecting it to be more expensive. That much, honestly. Just because it's boxers and there's nothing notable about them. Like, his shoes are notable.
It says his name
jersey,
in them.
His shorts, like actual shorts, like basketball-related memorabilia. I can see why that would be worth a ton. Maybe some
Joe,
other
says
stuff.
His name in them? Like, his mom wrote it in Sharpie? Or?
I thought that's what I read, yeah. And it comes with a dry cleaning tag as well.
Yes, so they were dry cleaned, and according to the listing, they show evidence of definite use.
See, when I first opened that, I thought they meant there was crust on them, like either white stains or brown stains.
Yeah, definitely got some skid marks in there if you're going to say that.
No, they're perfectly
clean. We find out that Jordan is just like us. He puts his pants on one leg at a time, yellow in front, brown in back.
I mean, he is an athlete. They would get juicy. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they even dry.
Right?
One, that's insane that you just dry clean the undies. Mm-hmm. I'm a little shocked at that. And would it make a difference if they were worn by him when he made his last shot?
Or, yeah, for any, like, if they were documented, like, these are the underwear that Jordan wore in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Knicks in 98 or something.
To me, it would have to be notable in some manner. Even something like, oh, he had these on in this scene in Space Jam. At least something. But where it's like, you know, I know you have documentation that they're his, but if you just put them up and didn't have documentation, no one would know what they were. Or it could be anyone's underwear.
But you might just roll your eyes at this because you're not, like, the biggest Jordan fan. If it was George Harrison's undies, I'll bet you'd buy those.
No.
I'll bet you'd pay more than...
I wouldn't because it's not anything that's notable that anyone would know. Anybody could just put those up on a wall and put a little plaque and go, this is this. Like, I could buy any underwear and do that.
Yeah, but you could also buy a lot of things and say, this is this.
Like,
you
I would want
sign
an actual,
your own
like a,
magazine covers.
A pick or a guitar or something, then yeah, maybe I would do that. But it's got to be something that has history to it.
So, like,
Joe, underwear doesn't have history.
Joe, whose underwear would you buy?
Einstein's underwear. I'd buy a lot of people's underwear.
Would you?
Yeah.
If Joe came to work and said, I bought someone's underwear, how far down the list for everyone else would your guess be that it was Einstein's?
About last.
I would have guessed all of the cast of Gilmore Girls and every climber I could think of before that.
No. Well, take girls out of it because there's probably a lot of girls in varying stages of fame whose underwear
okay,
I
so
might
you just
buy.
Want boy underwear. Okay.
But boys,
okay. If Joe,
historical.
Whose boy underwear would you buy?
Einstein's?
Obviously.
Einstein's underpants.
I'd buy Kim Jong-un's.
You would?
Yeah, I think it'd be funny.
That would be a pretty remarkable thing to possess.
Yeah.
Now, if you only have, if you only have one pair of underwear, then that's, lame. But if you've got, if that's your thing and your basement is covered in famous people's underpants, now you've got a collection.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Now you've got something. You've created something.
And that's not a...
Somebody, I don't know, we just dropped something.
Wham. I think it's a
Kelly, whose underwear
go
are
find
you buying?
I mean, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I don't see any appeal in buying somebody's underwear. Now, if...
No.
I had throwaway money, and somebody dared me. It'd have to be like the sexiest man alive, and I'm not entirely sure who that is.
I'm not giving you my underwear.
This isn't for sex reasons, though. This is a collection.
Yeah, just
that's what my collection
something
would
notable.
Have to be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. It would have to be a good, I mean, a damn good looking man's underwear. Because buying ladies'
underwear.
Like somebody
you're into and always talking about, like Ty Pennington or something.
Yep, exactly. That's who, man, we love him. Yeah. The ladies love him.
Chip Gaines.
Yeah. You better stop it. I'm going to gush.
What about the undies Lincoln was shot in?
Oh, that's a good one.
No,
oh.
Because when you die, you S yourself.
Yeah, that can't be.
Well, not right away.
I'm just saying, I think they'd be messier than usual.
Yeah, probably.
It just really grosses me out, the idea of buying somebody's underwear, right?
Like, what if you bought
You seemed a little
Lincoln's
interested
underwear.
In Einstein's. I
think historically that's more impressive than a lot of other things.
Better than, like, the most handsome man in the world.
It is,
sure
yeah.
What if you ordered Lincoln's underwear and you won the auction? And then you get them, and you're like, oh, my God, he was wearing a banana hammock or a thong. That'd really blow your mind.
Would be.
I mean, I would share it on social media. I would show people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And then that would become part of my stuff, and I'd probably want to throw it away.
I'd start its own social media.
Would you?
Like Lincoln's underpants. At Lincoln's underpants.
I think you should do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Yeah.
Odd keepsakes the audience has. That would be, this person writes, 15 years ago, I had a kidney stone removed that got stuck in the exit hole. Ugh. I still keep it.
Mm. Wow. It was big enough to keep. Jeez.
Because a massive one is like
a grape nut, right?
A grain of rice or something, right?
I think they can get, they can be big enough where you have to have them surgically removed.
Right. But I mean, if you...
Like mine, I thought I was going to die, and it was, I would say it was about the size of salt, a piece of salt on like a soft pretzel.
So like kosher salt.
Yeah.
Wow.
And maybe not even that big. Like it's remarkable how painful something so small can be. Because I thought I was like, man, when I pass this thing, I'm gonna make a keychain out of it or something. And it's so small, you go, oh my god, this is so lame. I can't believe. So yeah, I didn't even keep mine. It was too little.
Oh. Okay, we have one off the Straight Talk hotline that I think we would all agree would be a cool memento to have, and I'll share it with you in a second. Straight Talk, cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Get 25 gigs of high speed data for $45 a month. That's up to 50% less than the other guys. Straight Talk Wireless. All right. Somebody says, how about Bryan Cranston's underwear from Breaking Bad in the very pilot episode?
Yeah, those are very famous underwear.
That would be great.
That's notable.
That would be a good one.
Totally notable. Yeah, pivotal. Piece
Other
of,
strange
yeah,
things.
Art memorabilia.
Okay, this next one is a strange thing that somebody keeps. I have a wheelchair that a pro football player had after he became disabled.
Depends on the pro football player. It would be interesting.
It's got to be someone really bad or really great.
Yeah. I mean, if it's like Gale Sayers or something.
Or, yeah, but it's going to end up being like, oh, it's, you know, Stephen Barker. He was a backup left guard on the 1983 Colts or something.
Oh, so then that's no more notable than like the used car from a guy like that.
So
I mean, who cares?
They didn't say who it was?
They didn't say who.
Oh, I thought
this
you were
one.
Just I thought you were just holding
that means it doesn't matter.
Us.
Yeah, that means
no,
it's
they've
nobody
gotta text
that
us
matters.
And tell us who it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one. I have a jock strap from one of your live at night shows.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. That's a good souvenir.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of that as well.
Who knows?
Rachel found one on Twitter that is probably the grossest one so
There's,
far.
Yeah, Josh.
Depending on where that jockstrap was.
Josh on Twitter said that he has all of his grandmother's baby teeth, and she passed them down as a family heirloom.
Oh, my God. You got to crush that up and make a potion.
Yeah.
Right. That's
anything
what I was asking. Potion. So this one's pretty cool. Russell on Twitter said that he has a door key to the haunted room at the Overlook Hotel from The Shining.
That's badass.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Oh. But not really weird.
Rachel, would you buy Jeff Goldblum's underwear?
I think I would, as like a joke, but also just to say I have them. Like it would
you know
be
they'd be regular on one side and like made out of sweater on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Or like silk or something just really strange. I feel like I would have to frame them and just be like, I have Jeff Goldblum's underwear, and people would have to accept it. I think I would.
How much would you pay for Jeff Goldblum's underwear?
If I had a nice disposable income I could just kind of do whatever with, I feel like I'd pay a pretty penny. But right now, I feel like my budget Max would be $50.
What's your celebrity? Your celebrity underwear budget is $50 right now.
My celebrity underwear budget right now is $50, but in the future, I'm hoping to bump it up a little bit. Okay. Just in case. That's important.
Yeah, they say 3 months' salary.
Yeah, you got a
celebrity underwear budget.
Got to be prepared for that, you know.
Yeah, just in case.
This is a good keepsake from Maine. My weirdest keepsake: the empty Budweiser can I drank as my first beer as a 21-year-old at our little patrol base in Ramadi, Iraq. We were issued two beers each for the Marine Corps birthday, and I hid one of mine for 2 weeks until I turned 21. It was skunked and gross, but delicious. I wrote the date and location on it in Sharpie for some reason and kept it. Still have it, and I turned 35 in a couple months. That's a good souvenir.
Okay. That's kind of cool. All right, that's notable. That's a pivotal moment in your life.
Yeah.
Like, if I had mine, it'd just be lame junk I had laying around.
Right.
Because my first beer wasn't like a big notable thing. I wasn't in Iraq.
Yeah, the story of where he was, that's what makes it good. Mine would be a can of Miller Red from my mom's house when my brother had a party. Yeah. Not that cool.
Miller Red.
Okay.
That we still can't find any evidence of it actually existing.
Yeah, it didn't exist, Steve.
No, it was clearly a regional test market.
I know. Yeah. It definitely was.
Yeah. The failed beer.
I'm going to read you this next one, but I'm going to warn you, it's going to make some of you uncomfortable. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The keepsake I have is I broke my nose playing disc golf. A piece of the cartilage that was left behind later poked out of the top of my nose, and I pulled it out with my fingers, the length of a thumbnail.
Whoa.
I keep it in a drawer.
Oh, my God. What in the hell is wrong with you on every level?
That is amazing.
You are a disgusting human being.
That doesn't seem like a great doctor.
I feel like shrivel up and just kind of disintegrate.
Did it say he went to a doctor? Maybe he just let it heal.
No, he said he pulled it out.
Well,
Yeah.
I thought he said he pulled
That's
it out.
That's right. Oh, no. I'm with you. Yeah, yeah. I don't think you went to a doctor.
Bill listening in the Capital Region, strangest keepsake. My sister was given our late father's wisdom teeth by our grandmother at a graveside birthday party. My grandparents thought we should have them. It would have been his 50th birthday. We were both teenagers at this party and didn't know how to react to the entire thing. I have never heard of a graveside birthday party. No. I know different people mourn in different ways, and I'm not judging. I personally don't want to do that.
No, that seems like something they would do in Romania, maybe.
Very Romanian.
You know,
there's
something, bordering on Transylvania.
Hot Wings, how do you like this? Okay. I had a kidney stone in the military that was the size of a pea.
That's a big one. Yeah, that's
I was on IV one. And morphine for three days and passed it along with 3 liters of number one.
Oh my God, so backed up.
Wow. That's amazing. You probably lost like 6 pounds.
Oh my God. Oh, the size of a pea. Oh my God. Like,
you can't have 3 liters in you. It would explode, wouldn't it?
I mean, if it's just backed up there, I guess.
Well, it doesn't.
But
dude, when that
I have no idea because you'd be on an IV. But I mean, that thing had to be amazing when it came out.
That shot out like a bullet.
I would think so. Yeah, it would have had to have.
No, they had to have broken it up, right? With an ice pick.
Well, no, I don't think so.
He said
he passed it.
Well. He was on morphine and whatever else. He might not even know.
3 days. Oh my gosh. Yeah, when I had mine, I passed it within about an hour, which is amazing. I mean, very, very fortunate. And even in that short period of time, I had 3 vials of Demerol, which is a pretty significant drug. And my God, I can't imagine the size of a pea.
Mm-mm. Nope. But boy, can you imagine how good that would feel to dump out however many liters of number one after that?
No liters.
I mean,
how much can a bladder handle?
I don't know.
It's on the size of the person.
Yeah.
Not being still.
Maybe he's got a real stretchy one, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
maybe
know.
It'd you know, overflowed into a bunch of different other places. Like his whole gut was sloshed.
I think you just die then.
It was probably bad.
I think
though.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's true, Joe.
3 liters. I mean, no. They don't even sell cola in 3 liters anymore because it's so outrageous.
That is kind of crazy, Joe, to imagine even a 2-liter bottle shoved inside someone's body. Hard to imagine.
I just looked it up from Piedmont.org. A healthy human bladder can hold between 400 to 500 milliliters of urine, or about 2 cups, before it reaches capacity.
But that's on a normal moment, you know. I mean, this is three days of pea-sized kidney stone cork.
What were they doing? Like pumping? Well, I guess he was on an IV, so yeah, it was getting all sorts of fluids.
Yeah, because they want that to happen because they want it to force it out.
Okay. You know that thing shot across the room like that clip of Mini-Me we have.
Oh, of course it did.
There's a few answers on Quora that they are confirming. Let's see. This elderly gentleman, he had retention due to an enlarged prostate gland, almost 3 liters. This person's is 4.2. Wow. I remember, didn't we read a story a long time ago about a guy who, like, throughout a dinner held his urine for so long that it just exploded and he died?
It ruptured.
Yeah.
I thought we just talked about
really?
That.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. It's a very long dinner.
I don't know. It might not be real. It came out of your mouth, though. And you were
sounds
reading.
Like something.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.